Galnet News Digest, 1st of December 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Formidine crash to desktop. Loren Lovey's planned memorial meetup. Colonia Carriers convoy commences. End of the road for distant worlds. Formidine crash to desktop. The secret of the Formidine Rift has been discovered to be a crash to desktop. Commanders quartering the EAFOTS sector, commonly known as the Formidine Rift, have been puzzled for nearly 2 weeks by an area on one of the planets in EOFOTS LZH-B10-0. There seems to be some sort of feature on the surface, but when they fly lower to investigate, they black out, and by the time they recover, they find themselves mysteriously back in orbit. This is known amongst pilots as a crash-to-desktop event. What could be causing this mysterious behaviour? Are the Thargoids using mind deflector rays? Or is the secret not yet ready to be discovered? Or perhaps the galaxy just needs a reboot? Loren Lovey's planned memorial meetup. Prickly Princess Aisling Duval has reacted with horror to the suggestion that Kahina Loren should be given a memorial service. Loren, who apparently died tragically in an ambush of the convoy that was taking her to prison at Kuntz Asylum, was convicted last month of the attempted assassination of Admiral Denton Petraeus. Duval's statement called her a convicted murderer, which might be stretching the truth just a little, but Loren was undoubtedly a black sheep in the Imperial hierarchy, and none too popular except amongst her ragtag followers, the so-called Children of Raxla. The Children of Raxla have been working to clear Loren's name, something that by now might be slightly pointless. They also believe that they may be on the verge of a major discovery in the Formidine Rift, having gathered a huge amount of exploration data over the past 2 weeks. But their programme keeps crashing. Colonia Carriers convoy commences. The Colonia Carriers convoy sets off this week, carrying Christmas cheer to the colonists of Colonia. The journey is expected to take around a month. Meanwhile, the fledging colony has started setting up its first political organisations, minor factions backed by groups of commanders, with new planetary outposts built for their exclusive use. But there have been assurances that there will be no power play and no major factions, so Colonia can still claim to be occupying a special place in the suns. Especially when they get a special delivery of turkey, courtesy of the bubble. End of the road for distant worlds. The final and 24th waypoint in the Distant Worlds expedition has finally been reached, and it's less than 20 light-years from Sol. The outward part of the expedition to Beagle Point took 5 months, but participants were left to find their own way back to the bubble. The final waypoint was finally reached at 8 p.m. on Thursday the 1st of December at Mitterrand Hollow in Epsilon Indy. They could have saved a lot of time by skipping the first 23. And that's this week's news. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.